It's ABC. A. B. C.
A tribute to Smokey Robinson.
Wow, when Smokey sings. Do you know I had not, before tonight, had not heard of this group before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they weren't one of the iconic British groups, but they got so big into soul music, ABC was. There was also another lyric in there that said, Marvin was the only innovator.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Check that song out.
They adored the, black American artists. They really appreciated.
Europeans, do.
Absolutely. Even now.
Yes.
A lot of our artists right now, if you haven't heard from them, from the groups in a while, and you know they are still active, but not in the but you haven't heard anything. They're in Europe.
Yes,
most of them are in Europe. They went there to make their money.
Right, 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 right.
And it's because of the. I'm just going to say this. The cultural divide.
The cultural divide, yes. And it just goes back so far. Cindy Bechet, Josephine Baker, Miles Davis. These are just a few. Dexter Gordon, Eartha Kitt.
Randy Crawford, which we featured.
Randy Crawford, yes.
She's more appreciated in Europe. So many. I used to work with a, he's not a known artist or anything. Howard Westbrook. He's in California. And you guys don't know the name because he, you know, he didn't record anything on his own, but he was, he did play behind Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
And I had the pleasure of working with him. As a matter of fact, I built his recording studio for him.
What? I didn't know you had skills like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know,
if you built a recording studio,
I did.
Well, we're going to have to talk a little later.
Did you see the wall behind you?
Yeah. I know the soundproofing and everything. I know you knew radio, but you said a recording studio. We're going to have to talk.
Yeah, I did.
A little later.
That was another life, but you know, I'm sure I can lend some assistance.
All right.
You never know until you talk to someone, huh?
I tell you, or listen to some good music.
Listen to some great music. Hey, check out me and the professor because you're going to hear stories. You're going to hear things that you may not have heard before and or maybe remind you of some things that you wanted to be reminded of, okay? Hopefully we don't bring you anything that you don't want to be reminded of, but hey, life is life, all right? Okay. Anyway, we're having a great time. Got a few more minutes to go, folks, and we've got so much more. We have more music than we have time, but that's not true either because
we're every on 20,
week. every week. We're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so there's always a party after the party, and you are about to say?
If I could just say one thing. If you enjoyed tonight's show and you feel like you want more Duran Duran, this year, this autumn, this fall, they released a brand new concert video.
Really?
Yes. And it is called A Hollywood High. And you can watch it online, but you can only watch it at one place. And it is a streaming platform called Veeps.
Wow.
V-E-E-P-S.
Yeah. I'm familiar.
And it looks like music. It looks like concerts. The groups that I see on here, Young Ma, Nora Jones, ASAP Rocky, and it's free. So if you want some more Duran Duran, you want to see where they are now in 2022 as middle-aged men at their prime, check out the new film. It's new 2022 film, A Hollywood High.
You know, I tell you, there's a lot of things going on and in the news that's not pleasing, right?
Yeah.
But folks, I tell you what. Everything has a flip side. Each coin has two sides, right? And I think through it all that we are in for some really, really great times. Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
Right.
Okay. Yes. You know, I don't know about you, but that's what I want. Okay. And that's what I'm going to get it too. I'm telling you right now. Hey, the buzz, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, hang on to your love.
This is my kind of music.
Oh, no. I'm telling you what. We just turned it up a notch. Just a notch. You know how they turned up the burner on it. So, yeah. It's turned up just a little bit. Charlie, hang on to your love.
Play these games.
Sade. Stop the presses.
Yes.
Stop the presses. Helen Felisade Adu. See, a lot of people don't realize that.
Right.
Yeah. And then the producers, and now also professionally known as Sade Adu, or simply Sade. Most people just know her as Sade. And yeah, the producers did that for marketing reasons.
Right, right. And the band also called themselves Sade.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And as you know well. What? As a matter of fact, if you ever listen to that band, because I've got to, I had to slip that one in. I've got mm-hmm. a couple more to slip in, Professor. We mm-hmm. have a few minutes because
yeah.
what happened when we came across that on the list, I said, now, okay, Professor put in two. I have to add my 2 cents, 5 cents, yeah. or my dollar to this one right here.
Dude.
I had to do it. I had to do it, brother. Man. And see, the thing is, she was born in Nigeria.
Yeah, man. And I mean, that Nigerian blood is something else. I mean, look at her, you know, because we know it don't crack. Okay, and then she from Nigeria. No, but see, check this out, because you know Sade 92, right? But she look like she 32. You know what I'm saying?
Right. How old is she?
I made a joke.
I man. Know, I heard that, but I said, Nanny, no, no, no. Now she looks great. I heard the crack. I heard everything. Okay. Okay. Oh, one of the most successful British female artists in history. Folks, are you listening to me?
It's probably the smoothest music ever.
One of the most successful British smooth. Female artists in history.
Yeah, man. Just incredible.
Oh, my God.
And was considered part of the new romantic movement. At the time, believe it or not, but she was regarded by them as more bohemian and smooth.
Just extremely often recognized as an influence on contemporary music. Mm-hmm. Her success in the industry was recognized in the UK. Check this out.
Yeah.
With an award of the Officer. Listen to me very carefully, folks. The Officer of the Order of the British Empire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, she's a part of the aristocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those British men, I mean, those Brits, you know
something.
What? Yeah, those lads. Yeah, 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 okay, all right.
I'm going to stop everything for 4 o'clock tonight.
Hey, check this out. And let's see. Now, she was given it on officer
of the British
British Empire mm-hmm. in 2002 and was made commander in the 2017 British birthday honors.
And what's incredible is you are talking about a 40-year tenure, only 6 albums.
Oh,
and
what?
Only 6 albums. You can count them. And the last 5 still sound like the first album.
No question.
Maybe 3 or 4 songs are outside of that. But this is the difference with Sade. They sound the same. We, as a public, we don't mind. We don't have this with everybody. We don't mind them sounding the same. But although they sound the same, they still improve and grow.
Right.
They still get better each project, and they matriculate musically and skillfully from the last project. But still, it's a difficult thing to describe.
Well, I have, you know, as a matter of fact, I've done a lot of research on her in the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
And found out she is the consummate professional. And some people call her a diva. A lot of like Luther. They demand perfection. Demand it.
She demands it, but not like the others, you know. I mean, think about it. Now look at her. Listen to her music and look at her. Can you imagine a typical day with Sade?
I would
imagine
love it.
Oh, no. This is what it's like. Okay, she'll sleep until 2 p.m. Uh-huh. Right. She'll sleep until 2 p.m. Then she'll go to the studio and rehearse at 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then she'll leave at 6 p.m., maybe have dinner at 6:30, and then go back to sleep at 7 p.m. And then the next day she'll wake back up at 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sounds pretty good to me. This one right here, the music, the band.
When music gets mood, you have to sleep all the time.
Oh, look. that means the band has plenty of time to practice, right? So the band is absolutely remarkable. I mean, they clean, they are tight. Oh, he's still laughing at me.
And no ego issue. It seems like the world, they don't know much about the band. They just know her, and they're okay with that.
Hey, that's what I would too. Mm-hmm. Guess what? I would keep my job. Oh my God.
Well, they know the bass player, but yeah. Not like that.
Yeah. You mean this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go.
You talking about this one? Okay. Oh, well, these are the drums. But the entire band. These cats.
I like this video. I remember the video. I liked it when her back was to the camera and she's looking out the window.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Love it. Only on Monday Night Madness, folks, I'm telling you.
If I tell you.
Bum, bum. It's coming up. Bringing out the best in me. You give me
the sweetest taboo. You give me the sweetest taboo. Too good for me.
Sade, The Sweetest Taboo. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to Monday Night Madness with yours truly. I'm WB, and to the left we've got
Professor Pop Culture.
Hey, that's him.
All right.
And we're just hanging out, having a blast. Bom, bom. I love that lick in there.
I know, that bass pop.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Professor?
Yes.
Clock on the wall says, we've done it all. It says we've done it all and we've done what we're supposed to do, but guess what?
Yes, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not be discouraged because there's always a party after the party, but what a blast tonight.
Blast. And what is the showstopper?
Showstopper. Oh, boy. Let me go and do this right now. And I want you to tell the audience, a little bit. Now, do you want to, I don't know whether you want to let us know what's going on next Monday night or not.
Next Monday night, Christmas.
Oh.
That's all. That's it. Christmas. Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the Showstopper is one that you have on your list.
Mm-hmm.
It's Christmas next week. So does that mean that we can slip in some Motown Christmas? Some James Brown Christmas, you know, some, Southern Soul Christmas. Does it mean any and all of that stuff?
D-O-N-E.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Love it, folks. Well, you heard it right here, studio, wthebuzz.com.
.com.
The Showstopper is on the list.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you asked for it.
Okay, okay.
You put it on the list.
Okay, okay. And that's a good one. And that's...
What was I supposed to do with it?
With Your Love is King?
I was supposed to play it, right?
Okay, all right, okay.
Hey, folks, it's been a whole lot of fun.
Good night.
Hey, have a great one. You've been listening to Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the finest in broadcasting. Enjoy.
Blind faith. Your love. Da-da-da-da!